Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Our album cover in our new outfits from South Moon Under in front of a white brick wall in Clarendon and Arlington has been posted at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter and at Funniest Danny on Instagram as well.
How do you share it to, you know what, Dar's gonna have to show me during the break. I don't know how to share it to Twitter. I can, when I post it for the first time.
I just tweeted it.
How did you do that?
I just
copied the picture or something?
I just grabbed it from your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. How you just grab it? I don't know how you do that.
Guy, how old are you?
38.
Why don't you know how to do that?
Instagram is impossible. You can never do the thing that you want to do. You can't zoom in on pictures without holding your stupid thumb. You can never do the thing that you want to do. Instagram sucks.
He doesn't know how to do it because he's too busy trying to figure out if he should be pleated or not.
You know what? You do know, though, better than I do, whether or not you pleat.
I'm telling you this right now, with all due respect, it's going to sound like I'm being offensive, but I'm not. You personally should never pleat.
I would never pleat.
You should never pleat.
Why?
No one who works on the show should pleat. You know who could pleat? Nick Ash, you could pleat. Craig Hoffman could pleat. None of you four guys, I'm putting it myself here, should ever consider pleats. Brock could pleat in a pinch.
I would absolutely never pleat. There's no reason. But I also would never use those terms seriously in a clothing store, which is exactly what you did.
I did.
She said, what about pants? And Danny looks at her and goes, well, I could tell you right now I don't pleat. I'd like to pleat, but I don't pleat.
I don't pleat.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But check it out. It's on Twitter. New album cover. Dar's calling the album Old Men on the Block, which is kind of funny.
I get that.
It's pretty good sing.
I get that.
It's pretty good sing by Dar. So there it is. All right, let's get to Kirk Cousins. He was on our show, as he is every Monday after every Redskins game exclusively. We asked him about his 52-yard touchdown to Josh Doctson. He admitted this is not the type of throw he normally would make or attempt to make. However, he thinks he might need to more often after a 52-yard score.
Yeah, you know, it's not a ball that I tend to throw. I don't like to just throw the ball up for grabs and just trust the guy to come down with it. And even as the ball was falling down, you know, it looked like Amerson still had a chance to intercept it. And so I was nervous, but Josh made me right. And, you know, that was why he was a first-round pick, was because when it's not open, when it's not perfect, you want to draft a guy and have a guy on your team who can make it right and bail you out, because there are going to be plays in the game where it's covered and you need a guy who can do something that not everybody can do. And Josh showed that last night. And, you know, the more we can build that rapport and that chemistry, I'd like to think that that can happen more often and I can have a better feel for how to throw those passes so that he can make those spectacular plays. And, you know, hopefully we got him going last night, got some momentum, and it can carry on for the rest of the season. But just a huge play to get that, you know, big score there. We're at midfield and next thing you know, we got 7 points. That's the kind of play and the kind of player that can change a game and give your offense a spark.
50-50 balls are vital for quarterback play. You've got to be willing to take those shots. I was watching Monday Night Football 2 days ago, and Carson Palmer flicked the ball up that looked like it was going to be picked off, and Larry Fitzgerald mossed a DB to come down with it.
Just cut in front of the guy, boxed him out, came down, it looked easy.
Reminded me a lot of the Cousins throw, frankly, because This is a throw out of the hand. As soon as you see from the all-22 that throw, the position of David Amerson, the position of Josh Doctson, you're going incomplete. Split second later, interception. And it's pick, 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 all the way until Doctson just takes the ball away from him. You've got to make a couple of those throws, whether they're completed or not, to give your offense a chance to be more exotic, to be more big play in a chunk yardage league. I do believe that Cousins, because of his early career with the interceptions, hesitates to take chances that up the opportunity for picks. I believe that. I think that that may also mean occasionally you go down the field less or you take less risks. Mm-hmm. But he led the league in air yards passing last year. So anyone who says he checks it down, all he does is throw it at the line of scrimmage, they're factually incorrect. No quarterback last year had more air yards passing than Kirk Cousins did. He just throws to open receivers down the field. He rarely throws receivers open. But if you watch guys like Tom Brady, particularly with Gronk, Aaron Rodgers, to pretty much any of his receivers, but namely Jordy Nelson, they're going back shoulder when guys aren't open. They're going behind a receiver when the DB's got better placement, as an example. On that throw, if Cousins goes back shoulder to Doxson, it's not a touchdown, but that's probably a 40-yard completion. That's the Aaron Rodgers kind of throw there. That's what I want to see more of is too easy to call it a 50-50 or a risk, but just give your receiver a chance. The problem is I use the word trust a couple of times. Why do you trust Josh Doxson? He's never done that before. Why do you trust Terrell Pryor? You should have the opposite in trust in Terrell Pryor. He's going to make you wrong. Kirk used the term, he made me right. Pryor makes you wrong all the time. Crowder can't moss somebody. So who in this offense do you trust to do that? I think that's the problem, is there's probably that there's just a lack of trust to give receivers that opportunity.
So I need to quantify a number of things here. Point one, he did this last year once, remember, to Pierre Garçon, turned into an interception, I believe. And you and I came in Monday morning and said, let's all remember, all interceptions aren't created equal. I can't remember who it was against. I want to say Philadelphia, but I could be wrong about that. Remember, there was a downfield throw to Pierre where he gave him a chance, and Pierre didn't win that time, and the opponent did. You tip your cap and give him credit. I can live with downfield throws that are picked off. Way more than I'm Brett Favre, I'll throw it into a tight window on you know, a third and short or whatever, or trying to zip something in there when a guy's draped all over. That, to me, is not a good recipe for Cousins. That's not who he is. He's not the guy with the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He's the guy that's got to pick his spots. I'd rather him check it down to Chris Thompson, give him a chance to make a play, check it down to Jordan Reed, give him a chance to make a play on third and nine, et cetera. I am 100% okay with, and I want to echo what you just said, if it's blocked up and I can have a chance to throw a jump ball, play a game of 500 during recess or in the backyard or whatever, do that way more often. Many things can happen on that play. The majority of them are good or no impact. Incompletion, probably the most likely thing. A pass interference call, field position changing, game changing play.
Great point.
Or a deep catch.
Great point.
The interception, basically, for the most part, I would say 8 times out of 10 is going to act like a punt anyway, because if it's a jump ball, the guy's probably end up on the ground. I can live with those. I can't live with the shorter interceptions that can either be returned or are ill-advised throws or misreads or kind of whatever else. Those are the ones that drive fans crazy. As I always say, not all interceptions are created equal. To me, the biggest deal is you've seen this through a few weeks. They've been chip, 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 chipping. And that's great. And that's all well and good. But then eventually you encounter a Carolina Panthers last year. You encounter a New York Giants last year, as you did late in the season. If you can't at least demonstrate the threat of taking the top off, that means you can't run. That means guys are plastered to you close because they don't believe you'll go over
the
top.
Well, here's another thing.
Show that you will.
Okay, because this plays off what you just said. I think there were more open receivers last year. Reed has not quite been himself. He's not healthy. Crowder finally looked like himself in week 3. Remember, he had the hip flexor and some issues right before the start of the season. No Garçon, no Jackson. Cousins is going to have to throw to covered receivers more often this year. He's going to have to throw the ball into scarier windows this year. Here is the question we want you to answer next, though, at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Can you deal with more picks, more bad plays, to have a few more good plays? Do you want more risks and a more gutsy Cousins, Rex Grossmaning his way to some big-time plays that don't look like they're there, if it's also more picks that keep the other team in the game? That's the question we want your answers next on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
GP, we're going to South Moon Under this weekend. We had to buy new clothes. You know why we had to buy new clothes? Because you and I lost a bunch of weight. I bought a medium dress shirt this past weekend at South Moon Under. I bought size 34 waist pants. I have not owned those things since I was 17 years old and in high school. It's thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. My life track has been changed. It's been altered. I lost the weight. I graduated 3 months ago. I have kept that weight off. It's been amazing.
At the heaviest I ever was, I was over 280 pounds. Right now, I weigh 189 pounds today. That's thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. I have not graduated. I'm like Vance Wilder. I just have been at school for a long, long time.
Great poll.
Danny graduated. JP graduated. You can get on their program and do the same. Lose the 70 pounds that I have, or maybe you only need to lose 20 like JP did. You got to hit up EMP 180 Weight Loss.
Do it. EMP180weightloss.com or call them. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.